WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, two New Jersey school districts are dealing with bomb threats. Marlboro Township Public Schools are closed today after receiving a threat this morning in an email. Police and canine officers searched all the school buildings and no bombs were found. Two bomb threats were received by state police about two locations in the capital city around 7 a.m. One was at Riverview Plaza on Route 29 near Trenton Thunder Stadium. The other threat was made against the Trenton Public Schools administrative offices. Essex County school officials are warning parents about a TikTok challenge that landed a middle school student in the hospital. The blackout challenge involves holding your breath until you pass out. This parent's concerned.
I mean, it's horrifying. It takes a village to raise these children. We all have to be involved.
The South Orange Middle School principal says a student had a hard time breathing after regaining consciousness and was sent to the hospital, while a second student blacked out and was treated by the school nurse. Both students are now doing okay. The principal sent a letter to parents urging them to talk to their kids about the dangers of social media challenges. New Jersey news made possible by Allies Tax Relief. Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now, 800-230-5174. Authorities have given an update in a horrific case involving a Middlesex County dad charged with murder.
Manuel Rivera was pronounced dead at a hospital nearly 2 weeks after the 43-year-old was found with self-inflicted wounds alongside a burning vehicle. The body of a boy was recovered from the fire, and the Sayreville man had been charged with murdering his 9-year-old son. A GoFundMe for Christian's mother has raised over $76,000. You're in Vote, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And drivers who usually take the Route 71 bridge will have to continue following a detour for a while. The Route 71 bridge over the Shark River between Avon and Belmar has been stuck in the open position since March. And when it malfunctioned, it resulted in significant damage to the machinery that raises and lowers the bridge. It's not yet clear when repairs will be made. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is this cold front sticking around? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.